Welcome to the Velvet Studio, home of Ottawa's queer media. My name is Luke Smith, and we have a jam-packed show for you today. And unfortunately, the other thing jam-packed right now is Wellington Street, where in Ottawa, where we have a number of tractors from dairy farmers out of Quebec currently making their speedy way down that road. So if you do notice a large protest in the downtown core of Ottawa, they are protesting a lack of infrastructure spending in the dairy farming industry, amongst a couple of other complaints. Why do I mention this in the Gay by Lesbian talk show? Because my co-hosts are currently stuck on a bus behind the tractor, so that understandably would slow things down a little. I'm sure if plenty of other folks have found themselves stuck behind tractors in their days, and this is just one of those things that happen. So we'll roll with it. We have plenty of things to discuss. Now I am going to start off with a little bit of a pop culture thing, and you know, you may not know who this person is, because I don't know if anyone would ever be ballsy enough to play Iggy Azalea on CKCU. I know that we certainly won't. But you may not also know who Zayn Malik is, if you're also a CKCU listener. But anyway, we bring it up because Azalea Banks, recently lambasted Zayn, one of the former members of One Direction, with in a barrage of racist and homophobic tweets, and which is just truly ridiculous. I mean, and this is, she apologized in the world's most non-apology ever, essentially apologizing that people felt that they had become upset by this, to which no one believed her. Twitter banned her, and she's, as a large pop star, this is a bit of a blow, and people just condemned her. But, you know, calling people homophobic, very, very homophobic slurs, is one thing, and being banned from Twitter so you can't tweet is another. But what I think has been most effective here in this discussion is, you know, she lost her temper. She insulted this individual in one of the most heinous ways, and people simply don't want to do business with her, because why would you want to do business with a homophobe who can't control their social media outbursts? So a number of venues and a number of festivals have actually cancelled having Azalea on, and rightly so. So that was a bit of good news. Now, I don't think I ever have the need to ever mention either of their names ever again. So that's good news. In slightly more bizarre news, in case you don't know, today's show we're looking at some of the biggest news stories over the past week or so, because it has been a monumental week for news in Canada. We will be looking at the headlines of the Conservative Party of Canada recently voted yes to gay marriage. Now, you might be thinking and scratching your heads, well, I thought the gays could get married. And the answer is yes, as of about, quite recently, you know, 11 years ago. So we will be discussing that once my co-hosts actually make it past the tractor. And we're also discussing the huge story, this week, of the pride flag being raised at our parliament, and it was raised on the grounds in on its own plinth thing. And so we'll be talking about that, the importance of it. Actually, a local organization may have got some things wrong, and we'll talk about perhaps a bit of the politic of gung-ho activists trying to take credit for things, but we'll get into that also a little later. Now, before we do, I'm going to share with you an interesting news story coming out of the UK. So there's been a big debate about the use of pre-exposure prophylactics, which is a... it reduces someone's chance of being infected with HIV by up to about 99%. if taken daily, if you are HIV negative. So this is a hugely important drug. And we will be speaking to this around the 23rd, I believe, of this month. We have some guests coming in, the city's leading HIV doctor, as well as the executive director of the AIDS Committee of Ottawa, both of us coming in. So we will be talking more on the topic in a few weeks. But in the meantime, what we're going to be talking about is a decision by the health services in England avoiding purchasing or bringing in or making available this particular drug. Now, PrEP has been in North America for a while now, and it's becoming more and more widely used. But one of the reasons why has recently become apparent as a representative for the London Councils, alleging that the National Health Service is just waiting for the patents to expire. They're hoping for cheaper versions of this drug. And it is a hugely important drug, and the pharmaceutical business is truly quite phenomenally huge. And there's a lot of money to be made in the drug Truvada. But, you know, I'm sure if they wait long enough, there will be a more generic option available. So what do you think? Do you think the National Health Service should take this gamble and wait for the patents to expire? Or do you think that they should suck up the costs and help tackle this incredible rate of HIV infection that still exists, which is very unfortunate? And we'll explore some of those reasons why. And I have to specify, this is the health service in Britain, not here in Canada. But it's more of a big theoretical question. Should they wait, or should they bring it in? Now, as you think about the answer to that, we have a new song by Dragonette. We Google searched for the gayest possible music for this radio show, and Dragonette's new song, Lonely Heart, was an option. So we'll be back just after this, talking about some of the biggest stories here in Canada.
Got a lonely heart, got looking for some attention. Getting tired of making all this racket. Waiting on you to get your ass in gear. I didn't wanna be so infested. Played it cool and then I overdressed it. You were there, I was tired of this nonsense where you pretend you don't get me, feel me, want me, like me, love me, need me tonight. If you're for my fire, you can't stop desire. Oh, 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 stop desire. Oh, 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 I tried, but if you're to my fire, you can't stop desire. Oh, 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 stop desire. Oh, 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 oh. In a minute I'll be hoping that you're outside. Another second you'll be walking on my wild side. I'm ready for anything to happen. Keep this passion, turn it into action. Get me, feel me, want me, like me, love me, need me tonight. If you feel my fire, you can't stop desire. Oh, 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 stop desire. Oh, 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 I'm trying.
And that was Tegan and Sarah's Stop Desire, one of their brand new tracks from their latest album. Unfortunately, the very slow-moving tractor has held up my co-host for today. And I don't know where he is, but I'm sure he should be here momentarily. Now, I do want to save the big Canadian news for a discussion with my co-host. As you know, we find that the conversation just rolls so much easier. But I do want to point to other places and see how we can improve. First of all, we may as well have a bit of good news. So, Nauru, an island republic in Micronesia, which I didn't actually know existed, has now legalized homosexuality and banned slavery, as well as marital rape. So this is, it's off a little bit off the coast of Papua New Guinea, you know, in the Australia area. So I think this is pretty exciting news. Whenever we see great news coming out in the global struggle for LGBT rights, because Canada is incredibly privileged, we want to celebrate that. We want to celebrate good news when we see it. So yeah, just if you're out in Micronesia on tiny little islands, there's at least one now that you won't get criminalized in, which is great. So fantastic step. Also, criminalizing slavery, or banning slavery, is, although a little late, certainly well worth the effort. I'm really glad that's happening. In other great news, there's a groundbreaking scheme in Greater Manchester to document records of domestic abuse, so inter-partner violence between lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender couples. Now, in my other work with I have historically done some work with the Ottawa Police Service, and they don't really record the incidents of trans folks. Of course, it's incredibly difficult and impertinent to try and identify somebody as trans, especially in a policing environment. So that information simply is not captured, and the number of cases where same-sex intimate partner violence is captured is remarkably low. It is a very low amount. You know, I was told once that it was for gay men, we're looking at 3 or 4 cases a year, which in the city of a million is quite frankly unbelievable. It is unbelievable. There is no way that can be done. The city of Manchester is working over 18 months in a scheme with 2 LGBT organisations, which is a great way. They're working with Broken Rainbow, which is an LGBT domestic abuse charity. We don't really have an equivalent here in Canada. There's a bit of a gap in the market for that, which is very unfortunate. And they're also working with the LGBT Foundation. So that's pretty exciting that they're doing this work. And it's certainly something that we should be doing more here. In future episodes, we will be looking more closely at not only how can police accurately record this information, but how can we get people to report, not just report being in these in situations, but how do we help folks in these situations identify a way out, identify resources they can talk to help. Of course, the Ottawa Victim Services, and there's many others available. And across the country, there are services available in multiple provinces that sort of work with it. But there aren't really any dedicated options available. So we would like to explore that, but that unfortunately is a conversation for another time, which we will get to. Bit of a down in the dumps kind of news there. So I'm going to bring you back up again with everyone's favorite PC game. If you know anyone who plays a PC game, I think the only one really worth playing is The Sims. I'm a big fan of the sounds they make when they do woohoo. I think that's. Well, I think it's hilarious, but I might be on my own with that one. But The Sims, for the longest time, you were dressing them up, and then you dress them up, and you could only dress them up in male or female category clothing. And so you couldn't put your man in the dress, and you couldn't put your woman in that nice three-piece suit with a little pocket watch. You know, you just had to go with what the options were. Well, not anymore. Sims 4 have now decided that instead of strictly enforcing male and female, there's a free update that'll open up all of the clothes to all of the characters. So that's great news. So if you think your lady looks better in a white tee, then cool, roll with it. Or if you think your gentleman would look amazing in those capris, then you can totally do that as well. It's a pretty exciting update that this is an option. So if you're a big fan of playing The Sims, then that's always an option. Now, to bring it back down again, because we're on a bit of a roller coaster of emotions with the news today, security experts have been warning against the location services of various sex apps, in particular the location services of the app Grindr. Apparently it is leaking your exact whereabouts, so you may even turn, there's an option where you can turn on your security settings so that your location is not leaked. However, that's having very little to no effect, and there's been a number of people looking into this. So there's a lot of concerns. I mean, the study that everyone is citing here says that through the study, we would like to particularly alert the users of Grindr, Jacked, and Hornet, as well as other LBS, so location-based services in general, about the risk of being easily located regardless of whether the recent location anonymization and location obfuscation, I can't say that word, approach has been adopted. Now, this is really concerning. This is really, really concerning. There was a case in the States of people luring folks in using Grindr and then beating them up or extorting them. Like, there is a crime element related to this. So please be very, very wary when using these applications. I know that I myself have used one in my time. And speaking of another user of location-based services such as Grindr, I'd like to welcome Sebastian!
I don't know how I feel about that segue. That was not a very good welcoming.
Yeah,
hello,
well, going over the news. So we're discussing the news that apparently Grindr leaks locations.
Yes, yes. Like, oh, it's not that it leaks locations, it's just that their geolocating system is very hackable.
Mm-hmm.
Up to within, I think they said 2 meters.
Wow.
The one thing is that it doesn't show elevation. So if you're in somewhere like New York, you could pin it to a building. You could pin it to a corner of a building.
Ooh.
So like if the northwest corner of every floor is the 6, so they're in 106, 206, 306, or 406. Like you can narrow it down to that.
That's creepy.
Well, I mean, you're using a geolocating service. I mean, I don't know what to say.
This is true. This is true.
Like, the whole point is to be findable, and then you get found. And, I mean, obviously there's privacy issues there, but then it just feeds right back into the old discussion from, like, 6 years ago when mm-hmm. everyone was, like, freaking out about how available your Facebook information is. But then other people were like, well, just don't put things you don't want to be known on Facebook then. And then it turns into...
Nobody did. No, yeah. Everyone kept putting everything
yeah.
on there.
Well, yeah, and it's an issue that we're learning.
Yep. So about. I've been saving the good news. Our poor listeners have had to been dealing with me jibbery-jabbering
oh,
about
man. I am so sorry
news.
To everyone.
I told everyone late. You were stuck behind a tractor.
I was not stuck behind a tractor.
It was the dairy farmers' protests. There are tractors on
oh,
Wellington Street.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured it was something union-related because I saw a photo.
Well, it was the dairy farmers' union, so
okay.
yeah.
Well, there you go. And the way that they redirected the buses was through a construction zone.
Oh, of course.
So that's why I ended up being 25 minutes late instead of 10, which is what I thought I would be.
You'd be like, on the outside, 10 minutes.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
Yeah,
no.
So... First of all, you know.
By the way, all of Ottawa is a construction zone. If you are actually, I wanted to say this anyway. So this is a bit of a.
Okay.
This is not a segue. This is relevant. So there are still people. By people, I mean like official people in various radio stations across Canada who are downloading our episodes, and this is great. But they're not letting us know who they
oh,
are.
Oh, no, I followed up with them.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, still, let me finish, and
okay.
then you can talk about it. If you are not currently in Ottawa, and you are listening to the sound of my voice right now, and Luke's when he starts speaking again,
hello.
Please, Facebook, message, email, what's the other thing? The thing with the bird. Twitter. Yeah. Or you could tweet us.
The thing with the bird.
Well, you knew what I was talking about.
Oh,
whatever.
My gosh.
No judging.
Okay.
So, yeah, get in contact with us. We'd like to know who you are, where you are, how you heard us. Is it through the iTunes store, from our website, from local radio?
The podcasting.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to know. Also, if you have anything you'd like to hear, like if there's any topics we have not discussed that you think would be an interesting episode. We really should say this more often.
Yeah.
That we do welcome audience input. We
yes.
normally just come on here and like, blah, 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 but like, yeah, no, we do like to hear from you. We do like to know that there's more than just Alex in Manchester, my mum, your mum.
She wasn't listening this week.
She wasn't listening. Now, we know we have other listeners because I have been in public before and I'm just, you know, glad-handing people. They're like, I'd like to meet you to meet my friend. I don't know, let's say Karen. Like, hello, Karen, I'm Sebastian. They're like, are you that Sebastian? What Sebastian? This is Sebastian on the radio. You listen to my show? Like, yeah, I'd...
It always amazes me. I'm like... I assume I'm talking to myself. And that's the really unnerving thing about doing
Alex
talk radio.
Or Alex and our mums.
Yeah. Like a one-way phone conversation.
Yeah. Oh, and the nice people in the office.
The nice people in the office.
They listen.
They are very nice.
And when Brendan is free, he listens.
It's true. He's a very pleasant chap. So, speaking of very pleasant chaps.
Oh, yes.
Stephen Harper recently left the at his going away party.
You're not allowed to give segues.
No, because that was... I'm not going to comment on the nature of that segue, but it struck the meme of thank you, Steve. Hashtag thank you, Stephen Harper.
Okay.
Or thank you, Harper. And then people at the convention were like, this is a bad idea.
What?
And it took all of maybe 3 minutes before people were very sarcastically hashtagging thank you, Harper.
Oh, yes.
So
climate change,
the census,
indigenous rights,
science,
women,
rule of law. It's it could go on, but yes. So
we're just giving very vague titles as well. Like each one thing that we said has like 100 things underneath it.
Yeah, but it wasn't all doom and gloom because they said yes.
What are you talking
to
about?
To marriage. The Conservative Party of Canada has agreed.
I've actually been following this
marriage.
Story for the past
11
months,
years?
I think. Well, no, I mean, so LGB Tory, which is I guess it would be a caucus within a caucus.
I think it's LGB, yeah, you're right, because yeah, someone, I think it was Brendan on last week's show, was saying LGBT Tory.
Yeah, no, it's LGB Tory.
Yeah.
So from within the party for the past year or so, they've been getting quite a bit of momentum together, and they basically said, we may not be a large number, like a large proportion of the Conservative Party overall, but they brought a lot of money with them.
Yeah.
And the thing is that the kind of people who support LGB Tory are the kind of people who could go Conservative or Liberal, and they basically started saying, we might start convincing these people to take their money elsewhere because we don't think it would be fair for us within the Conservative Party to encourage people to give us money if we are denying our own rights. And so it was actually as much as, and this is one of those things. So last year, LGB Tory got booed at the Pride Parade here in Ottawa. And I really hope that people turn around on this because as much as there are individuals within the Conservative Party who are kind of, I like to daydream that the Conservative Party is just mostly East Coast style conservatives who are pro-business and then for social issues, whatever, let's be modern. Actually, Conservative Party traditionally are very pro-small business, which is actually better for the economy. So it's one of those things where, like, if the old-fashioned Tories got in, I wouldn't be happy, but I wouldn't be upset either. But anyway, so... Point being, it was LGB Tory from within the party that pressed the party and basically said, we're taking us and our money elsewhere if you don't modernize. So they like to pat themselves in the back, but they were bullied from within.
Well, and it was... I'm not going to say it was a close call because it was a vote of 1,036 to 462.
Okay.
So it was a two-thirds win.
Yeah.
But if you look at it from the other way, where 462...
Said no
to something that's been on the books for 11 years.
Already law. Mm-hmm.
I think there's some work to be done with those 462.
Was this the kind of vote where you're allowed to abstain?
Oh.
Because that could change how all this...
I don't know. I wasn't at the convention.
I don't know if you can abstain at convention votes. I don't think you're allowed to. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah.
So that was one half of our good news. And the other half of the good news is that it was the flag was raised at Parliament. And
yes.
I think we have a clip here of Justin Trudeau. No, this is the MP speaking. Nope, I lied to you. This is Justin Trudeau speaking. They handed the mic over.
For your kind words and for your leadership on making this happen today. This is a great day for Canada. It is part of a long series of milestones this country has hit over the years. It hasn't been easy. It hasn't been automatic. A lot of people fought for a long time for this day and for the many days that led up to this day to happen. And it's absolutely wonderful to be celebrating in such a significant way as to raise the Pride flag on Parliament Hill for the very, very first time. And it's wonderful you're all here today.
I think we should specify it was raised on the hill.
Yeah.
But it wasn't raised elsewhere on the hill. Yes. Do you want to speak to that?
Do you actually have the article queued up?
No, I don't. I couldn't find it.
Okay, so the CBC actually, was it early this morning? It would have been late last night, released an errata, a memo, a correction, that part of the press release for this event from the what is the Canadian Center for blah blah blah,
yeah, that one,
the Canadian Center for Gender and Sexuality,
and Sexual Diversity, I think. So,
yes, okay. They had released a memo saying that the flag would be raised on Center Block, and as it happens, there's protocol that very clearly states that there's only two things that can go on the main flagpole on the Center Block on Parliament Hill, and that is either the Canadian flag or when the Queen is visiting and in the house. So not just when she's in the country, but when she's specifically doing a house visit, you can fly the Queen's standard, which is basically her coat of arms on a flag.
Yeah. That's done like all the Commonwealth. If she's in a building,
yeah,
and it's a government building,
you fly
anywhere,
her flag. Yeah.
The flag is there to let people know she's in the building. For me, I think that's a security threat, but, you know, it's...
Now, East and West
You're
Block...
You're literally signposting where the Queen is, but there we go.
Yeah, but, okay, so I was actually at the event yesterday. It was really hilarious because the RCMP were there, and, you know, the suits with the wraparound shades and the talking into the microphone and their sleeve, like the whole security thing was there, but they were super casual. They're like, okay, everybody, we're gonna have to have you stand behind the post, and everybody just sort of shuffled over a foot and then like this tiny little like 5'4" Mountie came out, and she was like, all right, everyone, I know I'm tiny, but I know you can hear me because I know I have a good voice. When we said you need to stand behind the pole, we meant that pole, not this pole. And everyone was like, oh, and then they just shuffled over a little bit more. and then one of the dudes with the suits came over. He's like, okay, guys, just two steps back just for the cameras. Like, oh, okay. And it was super casual. Prime Minister was there just sort of hanging out. It was like really low security. Like, Canada's not super worried about that. But anyway... the grounds of Parliament Hill are covered in flagpoles. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Yes.
East and West Block also have a main flagpole, which was blank. There's never anything on those poles. In the far corner, there's a flagpole with a Canadian flag, but I think it's a World War II memorial. I don't think you should put another flag there.
No.
And then I was actually thinking, you know, there's that little parquet sort of across from the National Gallery and also across from the American Embassy, and it has all the
Major Hill Park.
Yeah, and it has all the flags there. That would have been a good location, because you can put a double flag on that post. You can put the Canadian flag and the Pride flag right underneath it. You could do that. That would not be violating anything. So
I think it's still good that the flag was raised on the hill.
Yes. But after watching the ceremony yesterday, a lot of people got the feeling that maybe they should install a permanent flagpole just for ceremonial stuff, because it was very rickety.
So you say that, and
but also apparently, so I also spoke to some of the people on in the PMO's communications office, because it was a big gay people shaking each other's hands day, and mm-hmm. I met a lot of people yesterday, and apparently right when he got in office, PMJT had the idea that he might do this, but he was kind of on the fence. And apparently it was last week, like Thursday or Friday, he was like, screw it, let's do it. So we only got, like, me as a member of Capital Pride, we got the announcement 2 days ago that this was going to happen. So the day before the flag went up.
Now, you say that because...
And we were moderately early. Well, they, like...
They announced just last week on the 25th of May that the rainbow flag will be flown from the Houses of Parliament in Britain for the first time.
Right.
So Britain announced it merely days before the Canadian one.
Yeah. But, like, the general sort of... It was very sort of last minute, but in a way I kind of... I liked that better because it wasn't a PR thing. It was like, hey, we should do this thing. Yeah, let's do that thing. It sounds like a good thing. It's symbolic. It's a good thing. It's groovy, man. Come on. You know, 2016. Let's roll with it. And that's basically the entire... Actually, all of Justin Trudeau's time in office so far feels like that. Like, hey, guys, 2016. Come on. Be groovy. Like, the whole... Everything.
Hey guy, come on, be groovy.
Yeah.
You should be his next spokesperson, because I think that's pretty insane.
Oh, are we playing Village People songs?
Well, maybe. Just this one. I thought it was a good...
Did you talk about the movie?
No, I didn't. We've got 30 seconds. Talk about the movie. Because this is to tie in to celebrate the whole frag. Actually, let's play this. And then when we get back, we'll talk about the movie.
We'll talk about the movie, okay.
Yeah, so it's not a... It's going to be a bit of an easy one. So we'll be back just after this. This is off the Macho Man vinyl record. This is I Am What I Am. The right to victory wheels. I did not choose the way. So that was The Village People.
Yes.
Yes, possibly the gayest track that we've played so far on our show's history.
Well, we have played Pet Shop Boys.
This is true. So yeah. Close second.
And Mika.
This is, well...
And we haven't played Scissor Sisters in like a year.
This is true. Okay.
I think we are now outside of the zone where we are now allowed to play Scissor Sisters again.
So I may have played Scissor Sisters for like every week for maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
When that new album came out. And it wasn't always the same song.
No, it, was like it wasn't, yeah.
A rotation of all... Anyway, we digress.
And so we never got around to playing Only the Horses either.
The Village People.
Yes.
Back to The Village People. Yeah, we saw the movie.
Yeah.
Which was kind of... ridiculous.
Yes, I found it at the what is that place called? The Stittsville Flea Market.
Nice.
A couple years ago. There's a guy
never
there.
Never underestimate a flea market.
Oh my god. I saw it for $5 and I was like, yes, I will get that. Because I've seen it before, because I used to watch Much. And the Chum channels in Toronto during the day, they would play all these movies where they got licensed for like a dollar because nobody wants them anymore. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I already had seen it before, and everybody else was just like, what am I watching? Because it was definitely a mute. And the weird thing is, it was this weird reverse sexism thing. The movie was supposed to be about how the Village People, actually how Jacques Morelli, the producer, met all the Village People and formed the band. But the movie was fundamentally about all of the women in their lives. And the Village People had very few speaking lines.
Yeah, maybe all of like 10.
Yeah, the military guy only had one line in the whole damn thing.
I didn't even realize he was one of the Village People until the end when he started singing. I'm like, oh, that's why he's there?
Yeah. So. Shade Nix.
One of our co-hosts.
One of our co-hosts and one of the major burlesque dancers here in Ottawa borrowed it off of me because the Village People actually wrote a song just for that movie. And the movie bombed, by the way, really poorly, really did badly. They wrote a song just for the movie, and she loved the song and the choreography so much, she was very tempted to get her girls to do it one day. And it's a song called Do the Milkshake. And what I love is in the movie, they were trying to find a way to raise funds to publish their first album. And so they decided to do this milk commercial. And in the commercial, they're talking about how healthy it is. But mostly they were talking about giving your children ice cream after school as like a dietary... not supplement, but, you know, like a way of making them grow up big and strong. And it was just this hilarious, like, what? You're promoting ice cream for health? It was...
Yeah. So just to give you a flavor of this. When they come home, when they come home from school.
And the music video
just keeps going.
And they're just talking about the benefits of milk, and everyone's completely dressed in white. Even the leather man, who is wearing like a white, shiny white patent leather version of his usual leather man outfit.
Yeah.
And it was just except for the construction worker who always has the blue helmet with the white lightning bolt, except he had a white helmet with a blue lightning bolt. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't see that particular detail.
I'm an observant guy. But anyway, we watched the Village People movie. Can't Stop the Music, it's called. You could probably find it somewhere if you look, I guess. But one of the big things about it that really alarmed us... Now, I already knew that Steve Guttenberg was in there. It was actually the movie that launched his career. But I completely forgot that... I cannot remember the former name or the current name. Jenner, that's it.
Yes, Caitlyn Jenner.
But as... while Caitlyn was still Bruce.
Yeah.
And former gymnast, I think.
Yeah.
And wearing a midriff, that weird cutoff thing, that like a t-shirt that was like that ended just below the nipples. It looked really weird in 80s. And very, very buff.
But we rewatched it. And then all of the one-liners, the double entendre, has a whole new meaning now that Bruce is Jenner.
Yeah, yeah.
Caitlyn, rather.
Yeah.
And it's worth rewatching. Just for his next level of experience.
And that character had nothing to do with anything.
No.
They could have totally scrapped that character, and the movie would have just kept on rolling as if nothing had changed.
Oh, wait. They used the law offices for the auditions.
So what? They also used the YMCA for practices.
This is true.
And you got to see penis.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The movie does contain penis.
It does contain penis, but only very briefly in the shower room.
Yes. I don't know why they had to include that. I mean, it was the YMCA montage, so...
I mean, I'm okay with that. But, yeah.
Speaking of the village people...
Yes.
They've been in the news recently. Well, they're connected to a news story.
Yeah. Well, the sort of. Okay, so for about 25 years now, I guess, 91 is when it started. Yeah, that's 25, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you math. There has been a gay rodeo in Calgary... run by the Alberta Rockies Gay Rodeo Association. And last year they had the Village People as headliners. They also had, I can't find it anymore and I don't feel like sitting here reading on the air. But anyway, major thing, they have about 600 volunteers, huge, lots of sponsors. And this year, for some unknown reason, they've had to cancel it. We don't know if it's just for this year or if it's a permanent thing. And they're not really commenting on why. But the gay rodeo will not be happening this year, which I think is a bit disappointing. Like, I'm not one for country music or Alberta.
You won't be a fan of the next song, but...
But I feel that, you know, gay people who are in Alberta and conservative and part of LGBTory and who go to the gay rodeo also have a right to enjoy their things. And I am very sad and disappointed because I'm not going to lie. I would love to see... what the rodeo clowns at the gay rodeo look like. Are they drag queens? Like, gay rodeo drag queens? Like, running around distracting the bulls in like, six-inch pumps and just be like, hey, baby, you can't get me.
You might like...
I would pay to see that. I would probably be drunk the whole day because I don't know if I could actually stand being in a rodeo. I've actually been to, like, log rolling competitions and stuff. I had a very country boy childhood. Have I mentioned this?
So you
tractor pulls, and I've been to it all, but I don't...
You might like Top Gear just relaunched with their first episode last weekend.
Yes.
And they did a race, Britain versus the States competition in Brighton.
Okay.
Where they had to do the triple drag.
Okay.
So they had to drag race,
mm-hmm.
drag an ice cream truck out of the sea...
Because
ice cream trucks end up in the sea, apparently. And they had to rescue a drag queen and drive them back to safety from the encroaching waters.
Okay.
So it was pretty funny because it was Brighton and it was the drag queens. And
yeah.
It was, anyway,
and Britain has a sense of humor about
we
that
do,
sort of thing.
We do. Now, we don't always, because we talked earlier about the Village People possibly being the gayest music. Well, according to one record store... Years and Years is officially the gayest music. And I'm looking at this picture, and I'm pretty sure that's the Mean Girls behind their album there.
Uh-huh, that looks, yeah.
And I don't know what the other one is. But no, Mean Girls, I accept that. Accept that as being in the gay category.
That would be the soundtrack?
No, I just think it's a DVD. Whatever, we digress. The whole point is that Ollie Alexander, who is the lead singer... was like, I didn't know the genre I was in was gay. And then he goes, you know, and he talks a bit about that, you know, and talks and kind of criticizes it and breaks it down a little bit, which is pretty good.
About how gay became a genre of music?
Yeah. Wait, what? No. 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 I mean, we promote gay music. Well, music by gay artists.
By gay identifying artists. Yeah.
We do gay... Not gay and not gay gay.
Yeah.
And gay gay. Yeah.
Yeah. If the listening audience, if you're not familiar with this, we actually had a whole episode on this some time ago.
Yeah.
So gay not gay is something that has zero...
homosexual content.
Yes. With zero homosexual creators or participants or anything, but it is still the gayest thing ever.
ABBA.
Blondie also comes up sometimes.
Yeah.
The movie Muriel's Wedding is very gay, not gay. And then not gay, gay is when something is made by a queer artist where it is like basically not at all gay whatsoever. Yeah. So,
like Neil Patrick Harris in that Mother one, How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, or, oh, what is it called? The first heavy metal band ever actually had a gay lead singer. What is it called? It's not It'll Motorhead. Come to you. I don't remember.
So you may have heard through the news. This is the last news story I think that we can squeeze in today. Apparently, all of the media is picking up on that Americans are having way more bisexual intercourse than before.
What is bisexual intercourse? Well, specifically,
I was being polite. They're having more sexual intercourse with both men and women.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, this boils down to, it looks at the General Social Survey, which is the giant U.S. social attitude survey that goes out, which is looking at 33,728 participants.
Judas Priest, that's it. It was Judas Priest.
That's very gay, not gay.
Very, not gay gay.
Sorry, not what?
Yeah, not gay gay. Yeah. He is gay, and he's like, if you see interviews with him, you're like, yeah, he did not have to come out of the closet. But like, no, Judas Priest is the band that did Breaking the Law, Breaking the Law. It was good stuff. Incidentally, last night I stayed up far later than I probably should have listening to Death Clock, and I was very tempted to request if we could play either I Ejaculate Fire or I Tamper with the Evidence at the Death Site of Odin on today's
what?
Show. Listen!
Dude.
It's a hilarious band, all right? It's very campy in the sense that it makes fun of a thing by doing that thing really well while also making fun of it. So, yeah. Anyway,
So the last thing on this. Yeah. So social attitudes, the acceptance of the homosexuals.
Yes.
Has gone from 11% in 1973 to 49% now. This is worth bearing in mind because everyone's like, there's way more of the sex with bisexual people. Well, this is not actually accurate.
No.
What they've really measured was an increase from 3.1% to 7.7% of people who say that they have the intercourse with both men and women.
Or actually, is it that they do it regularly or that they have experimented?
So experimented has gone from 3 to 6 to 8.7.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then on the regular has gone from 3.1 to 7.7. So, I mean, it is about double the number.
Okay.
But is that really way more people doing it? Mm. Or is it because of now half of America is okay with the idea that they're willing to actually tell you?
Well, now, there's definitely that. There's also the emergence of the concept of the bro job, if you're familiar with that one.
We're not talking about construction.
No. A bro job is two straight identifying men who are willing to, usually it's just hands. They don't really go beyond handies. Helping each other out.
Last one. I'm gonna have to cut you off.
Times of long-term singletude.
This is true. Last one. And in Montreal, they're looking for a Kelowna trans woman who is believed to be behind the arson attack on the trans surgery clinic, the only one in Canada that caused over $700,000 in damage, mainly the sprinkler system. We will accept that. But they cannot find this individual, Jane Ellen Heideck. But it was not a hate crime, but rather a disgruntled customer. So, this was an incident that came from within trans community. You mentioned earlier you don't like country music, but we do love Cyndi Lauper, and Cyndi Lauper has put out a new album.
Right.
This is Funnel of Love from her new country adventure. This woman has gone from pop to blues to nearly every other genre under the sun. I don't know what to expect next.
So just remember, look us up and tweet at bird us at
bird us with the twitting
at Velvet Studio
One.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're also online. See you next week.
Bye.
It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I speak in the knees. My poor old head is reeling around. I go deep into the funnel of love. To get you someday.
It's bound to get you someday.
Hey, it's such a crazy, crazy feeling. Weak in the knees, my poor old head.
to get you someday.
It's bound to get you someday.